and had a cover over it, and we'd click our meat in there and sold it down there. We killed a lot of hogs that damn time. It took them. That's what people lived on, bread and meat.
Did you have anything, do you have a room that now you mentioned the smokehouse, but I wondered if you had a little kind of a room right off the kitchen. Now you had that.
There
porch.
Used to be one there, but it was tore down.
What was it called?
Well, they used it for put meal in, you know. Been back in there with two partitions, one side to put meal in, the other and flour and things like that. And the other end to it was about the same size as bedroom, and boys would stay here, you know, and work for us and sleep in there a lot of the time.
It was called a meal room. Had meal and flour.
Had meal and flour and an old time coffee mill. They'd go in and grind their coffee, his fastened up on that. There's some boys stayed here and they'd have got to getting coffee already ground. Well, them boys would pop popcorn, you know, and take it in there and run it through that old corn, that old coffee mill, you know, the handle on.
Is that right?
Grind their popcorn up in it.
Why, his granddad would too. Couldn't chew it.
Yeah. That's good for people that didn't have good teeth.
What'd your wife call it now? The meal?
Meal room.
Okay. I was wondering about if you had anything called a pantry.
Well, we had one of them. That's an old big tin pantry. Was it here when you come here?
No.
It had two great big old things up here, you know, and one of them held flour and the other meal. It had a handle down here and you could stick it in there and sift it up.
My sister had one, but I don't
know. I don't know. I guess it just rusted and threw it away somewhere. But I remember that, and I guess that's where me and you ever were. They called it a pantry. And he'd had a coffee mill to it somewhere or another, and you could grind it. But it set up on something, and these things was round. And you could pour flour in one, meal in the other, and then there's a hand down here you could sift it. You know, everybody used to had to sift their meal to get their meal, not even they did the flour, but to get the husk, you know, ground on these old water mills and things. And there'd be a lot of husk go in that meal, you know.
Now, with now to sweep the floor. How they used to sweep the floor?
What broom, homemade broom. Okay. There's some of them here. You ever see one?
Yeah. Did you make them? What I'm interested in here is what you made. Did you make the stuff that you made the broom?
Broom corn. Broom corn. Cut it. Keep it. We can taste some here yet, somewhere there out here in the barn. There's some hanging up out there, broom corn. Don't use them anymore. Mine's uses mulch and things like that. But we've got some of them old homemade brooms. And then when that broom corn dried out, you know, you could hang it up in the barn or somewhere out of the way. And you get your round stick and a handle, and then you start there. Some of the time, a string, so we used war. Just go around and around, me and my wife. Made a room that way. Tie that wire to the corner of the woodshed, the garage or something out there, and then just pull with all the power, you know, and tighten that wire as tight as you can get it.
I see. Now, on the outside of this frame house, on the frame house, what do you call those overlapping boards?
I just don't know exactly.
Well, on a frame house, I don't know if you called that a frame house, but they used to use the expression a lot when they would put these boards on a log house over the logs. These overlapping.
I guess what you'd call a weatherboard.
Yeah, but you wouldn't call it that on your house.
Well, this stuff out here is weatherboarding.
Okay.
And this other stuff, you know, a lot of these houses, they never did have weatherboarding. They just take the planks, you know, like them one by wide, and just nail them from the top to the bottom. And then put strips then over the cracks. A lot of houses was like that, you know, and then they'd put some kind of paper, building paper, something on the inside and keep the wind out.
I see.
There's that many of them left around here now, but you might find some somewhere I don't know around.